The March 16th email subject line is Do Not Panic. It's addressed to managers at the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation. In it, the Health Corporation's Chief Operating Officer, Alicia Scottford, questions the gravity of the coronavirus crisis. Scottford also points to prior health crises that took place during even-numbered years. Because those are election years, she suggests without evidence that this is a political conspiracy. In the email, she writes, quote, "This is not political, or is it? Since all these years have been election years, just a reminder that flu kills many every year. Common sense and good hygiene are important always, virus or no virus," unquote. Several local leaders have said they're outraged by Scottford's claims and called on the Health Corporation to take corrective measures. Thomas Tilden is the first chief of the Cheryong Tribal Council. In a letter to the Health Corporation's CEO and the board chair, Tilden said, quote, "What appears to us to be absolute ignorance and blatant arrogance by BBAHC's COO jeopardizes the welfare of every patient, provider, and employee of BBAHC, as well as the general public of Dillingham and Greater Bristol Bay," unquote. Tilden also says Scottford did not adhere to the mandatory 14-day self-quarantine after returning from Florida and Seattle. Instead, he says Scottford reported to work at Kinakanak Hospital in Dillingham on March 23rd. Norm Van Vactor is a Dillingham resident and CEO of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. In an email to BBAHC, he says, quote, "This type of messaging in the middle of the health crisis of our generation is just not acceptable, and I condemn it," unquote. Scottford's employment was terminated abruptly Monday. Robert Clark, the president and CEO of BBAHC, declined to say why he ended Scottford's tenure at the hospital. Clark confirmed that Scottford was traveling out of state and returned to work on March 23rd, but he said it was before the governor's mandate went into effect.
"We obtained input from our medical staff before she was permitted to come to work on March 23. She wore a mask and stayed in her office. She was isolated from other employees, and her office is far from any patient care areas of the hospital."
According to Clark, a member of the medical staff suggested Scottford work from home, and she left the hospital premises to do so. Clark wouldn't comment on Scottford's March 16th email. He will be the acting chief of operations until the corporation hires a new officer. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.